up that diesel. Let's go diesel.
So I want to start by talking about just the reaction, the fan reaction, and the reaction among the area to the new owners coming in. Of course, Mitchell Rales, Josh Harris, and Magic Johnson. I know y'all seen Magic beating his feet to go-go on stage and shit like that, and Josh Harris buying beers for the people at Bullpen. But I just want to get your opinion and get your take on what you've seen to the fan reaction.
Ding dong, the witch is dead, the witch is dead.
But no, man, I don't think it's over the top. I think it's exactly what we all expected. Like, this has been a long 24 years for all of us, for the entire fan base. Like, this man ran off one of the most storied franchise fan bases in all of sports. And it was, I got to be honest, I was getting chills seeing everything, listening to everything on the radio. Like, obviously, like you mentioned, he bought the fans around the beers. Like, we know damn well Dan would never do some shit like that. If anything, he would charge us $50 for a beer if he could. To see Magic, you know, obviously Magic has been a part of this community before, and I don't think it's – and I think he's obviously going to get the team back in the community. That's one of the things I was talking about previously on the pod. Like, the team has got to get back in the community. They got to get reconnected, especially downtown. It was just great, an outpouring. Like, people were beeping the horn at me when I had my hat on, like – I haven't had Commanders talk with people downtown in many, many years, bro. Like, it's just exciting time for everybody.
Yeah, Cliff, I know you're not in the area right now, so you're not really seeing what we're seeing in these streets, but I know you probably observed from where you're at down in Dallas, so what's your opinion on things?
I mean, people didn't even think this day was going to come. Ever. Mm-hmm. So, I think there's a part of it that feels almost surreal in a way, because just never thought the guy'd be gone, right? And then to have it be, I mean, beyond the Josh Harris part, to have Magic Johnson is like one of the faces of the team is such a, it's like the polar opposite of having Dan Snyder.
Everyone loves Magic.
So they got music playing, Magic dancing, like you couldn't imagine the past group ever doing anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like a, but then it's one of those things, is like, people are, you're so happy that he's gone that, like, really, it doesn't matter who would have taken over.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
It didn't matter.
Facts.
It didn't matter. People were going to be, we just wanted the guy gone. So when I see the videos, obviously there's like a weird amount of Redskins talk. Like, hearing that name be brought back, it seemed to be brought back that day a little bit more than,
mm-hmm.
like, that part definitely stood out to me. But yeah, listen, Dan Snyder's gone. What the hell could be wrong with that? Nothing. Gonna open camp, he's not gonna be there. Beautiful.
Camp is gonna be more packed than it's been in 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're recording this on Sunday afternoon. I don't know if anybody's seen this, listeners or YouTube. I think AJ Perez and Michael Phillips put out a story today that they've already surpassed last year's ticket sales, and suite sales have doubled. And I don't know, it didn't say this specifically in the story, but I'm assuming a significant portion of that sale has probably come since the announcement that Josh Harris was going to take over. So, there's a tangible difference in the ownership group without seeing any of the products on the field, without seeing any of the initiatives that they're going to be into or any, like, stadium talking like that. People are so happy to have Dan out there. They're willing to just throw their money at these motherfuckers. And I'm not going to lie. I'm with him, dog. I'm next in line for season tickets. I wasn't going to give Dan my money. But now, take my cash on some fry from Futurama shit.
Yeah, bro, it's a huge portion of the fan base that didn't want to spend money on tickets, didn't want to buy any team paraphernalia, you know what I'm saying? Like, didn't want to even wear the stuff out in public. Like, that's all back now. Nobody's going to be embarrassed to wear a burgundy and gold shirt around this area no more, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like the dawn of a new day, man. It's just excitement everywhere, so.
Yeah. Here's the exact quote. I just wanted to be precise about the ticket sales. This is from Front Office Sports, again, AJ Perez and Michael Phillips. The Commanders have already surpassed total revenue for tickets and suites compared to all of 2022, according to data provided by the Commanders. Year over year, ticket sales are up 52% and suite sales are on pace to double last year. Since the news of the tentative deal between Harris and Snyder hit in mid-April, the team has sold 3,500 season ticket memberships. So, yeah. Again, take my money.
Even all those high-profile businesses.
Mm-hmm. No, I was just going to say, it kind of just reinforces what I already believe and what I feel like personally myself is that people are ready to believe again. Just sight unseen, they just are ready to believe because Snyder is no longer the person they're putting their faith in.
Yeah,
because
he sucks. He's a scumbag.
He's like, I think he just like drained all the energy out of the fan base to the point where like people just became apathetic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like didn't really care if the team won or lost. I'm not going to the games. I'm not buying the tickets. Like, so the day that he, it's like, okay, this is actually happening. Right? Because I feel like early on in the process, for whatever reason, especially locally, people kept trying to make it seem like it wasn't going to happen. You know what I mean? They like nationally, it was covered like, okay, team is for sale. It's being sold. Locally, it kept being treated like, well, it might not fully be for sale. He might not do it in the end. So I feel like people still were waiting like it's not over till it's over. Just waiting for the moment where actually Snyder's not going to sell the team. And then the week before, then that story come out. Where did it come from? What publication?
It's a Post, right?
Of course. Of course. I know you and I were talking about this earlier, Paul. But like, why would he like the Post? The Post literally does nothing but cover the team. Obviously, the team has a lot of negative things to write about. But the way the team was covered by the Post, it got a little out of hand.
Yep.
Like, let's be real. This is getting a little out of hand. So, right, the week before the team is actually sold, a story comes out in the Post. It might not actually happen. Snyder might kill the deal. You know what I mean? So people never felt like it was, even during the time where it was happening, people never really felt like, oh, it's actually going to happen. So week one will be fun, though, man.
Sold out event.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the best tailgate we've had in over 20, like. I don't even think a lot of people are focused on the game. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, we know what's, it's important, but, you know, it also comes down to wins and losses. But, like, I think people are just going to be there just the fact that he's gone. They just want to be around the Burgundy and Gold family. It's going to be like, welcome back. Everybody's home again. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, you want to win the game, but I just think it's going to be a lot of love that day. And I ain't going to lie. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, no, it's definitely going to be an atmosphere of just generations of fans who are still around, fans who are coming back to the team, maybe even some like new fans who are like, you know, I don't really have a team and I don't want the Redskins to be them, but now that it's a Commanders team that's not owned by Daniel Snyder, you know, I'll give them my business and my attention. Reunited for the first time after a long estrangement to the team, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what do you guys think about this open letter from Josh Harris in the Post to the fans? I think that obviously he's trying to endear himself to the fans as much as possible, which is probably a smart thing to do at this point. Fans probably still feel or probably have felt so just disrespected and forgotten about by the previous regime that he's trying to be, hey, I'm here. I know that you have a voice and for a long time your voice wasn't heard, but now we're going to try to change that. So it's definitely a smart move on his part.
Listen, you can't. There's nothing he can do that's gonna be criticized right now. Yeah. Do whatever you want, Josh.
Yeah,
right, you want to take out pages in the Washington Post?
Do you want to send me something in the mail?
Right. Like, I don't think anybody. I think there's a huge grace period here, and if anything, I don't know if we were gonna talk about this. If anything, he should probably stay away from the name and just stay in the good graces of the fan base. If anything, that situation is something that can make you polarizing. Right now,
for sure,
just stick with this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Fan experience, these things. These are the important things.
He's a people person, man. Like I said, he's we're going to hear from the owner. I'm not saying he's going to give us like personnel, like he's going to ask us for personnel moves, but like, you know, make yourself a part of the community again. Like, that's what this was, man. Like, that this team is what brought the DMV together. Like, it's okay for the owner to say, hey, you know, I'm here. Like, we hear you. We're listening. We're trying to get better. We're trying to improve. So it's just the dawn of a new day, man. Because, you know, Dan would never write us no damn letter. If anything, he's writing us fines for canceling season tickets or suing grandmothers. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Cliff, that's a good point. I hadn't really thought about that. You know, I want to kind of dive into a little bit more right now. It might have even been reported, I think, by I think it was Dov Kleiman from Bro Bible was talking about how it's likely. I don't know if likely is the word to use, but he said the name is back on the table. I know that even that Magic Johnson had said that in the interview with Don Lemon on ABC or whatever it was.
Don Lemon.
Did I say Don Lemon? Wow. Damn. I said, as soon as it came out of my mouth, I was like, it wasn't Don Lemon, but hopefully nobody noticed. I'm going to keep going. Who the fuck was it again?
Craig Melvin.
Craig Melvin. My bad, Lindsay. My bad.
He looked like Don. He looked a little like Don Lemon. I can see what you said there.
Yeah, he do like him a little bit.
Oh, disrespectful as hell. My bad, Lindsay. My bad, Don. My bad, Craig. All you niggas. But he had said that it's not off the table. And maybe they shouldn't be saying things like that. Not even like a criticism, but having an opinion on the name right now is going to be divisive. So maybe they should just not entertain it. For now, let's just, and maybe they do want to change the name at some point, but it can't
but
be.
But listen, if you peek their quotes, they're not really entertaining it. These are non-answers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Right, like they're like, it's on the table. It's like, but what's, I think even when Josh Harris talked about it, he didn't really even answer. It was almost like, yeah, it's on the table. We know the fans don't like it, which is like its own conversation. But we have other things to address.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the point of changing the name in 3 years from now? That what would be the point in that? Right? There would be almost no point. Mm-hmm. It's almost like, one, when it comes to the name conversation, the people yelling about the name are the people who didn't want the name changed in the first place. Those mm-hmm. have been the loudest people about this team's name, both like in the fan base and within like the local media. It has been the people who never wanted the name to change. They're the ones constantly bringing the name up, right? You're not going to satisfy these people. Not going to satisfy them. So if anything, what's going to happen is you go down that name road, you pick another name that the fans end up really not liking all that much.
Mm-hmm.
I remember mm-hmm. when we were young, the fans didn't like Wizards at all. The fans hated it. They got over it. They got over it.
It's still a bad name, but people are done crowing about it, I feel like.
But it's like, what's a good name? That's the yeah. thing. Like,
that's what's a good that's name? The right take. That's the absolute right take. You can't tell me that Packers is a better name than Commanders.
Right. If they came out with Packers today, you'd be like, that is the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
The way they were answering those questions, like Magic was saying, everything's on the table. It's good that they say that everything's on the table. They didn't come out and say, yeah, we're changing the name. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it was good the way they set it up. But like Cliff kind of mentioned, Josh Harris said they got priorities, but the name is not a priority right now. FedEx Field is a priority. Game fan experience is a priority. It's always going to be that crowd that wants the name change, Sheens of the world, that are going to consistently think there's a chance of Redskins coming back. It's not coming back, okay? Like, get that through your fucking skulls.
Yeah.
It's not seriously. Coming back.
Seriously.
Okay. It's not coming back. We need to move on. Will they pick a new name? Possibly. But the Redskins topic, it's in the past. It's not coming back. I'm going to keep saying it. It's not coming back.
People need to move the fuck on.
We need to move on as a fan base, man.
And I want people at home to know that Corey hates the name Commanders.
I hate it.
Go back to the last pods, every pod we've done since 2/2/22. He might not have used the name Commanders in any podcast since that day we first talked about it. He doesn't use it in person. He didn't use it in our group text chat. He hates the name. But he's absolutely right about this. The name is the least of our worries right now. I think he'd even said that he has a three-pronged like kind of approach to what he wants to do now. Stadium, fan experience, team on the field. Those are the only three things that matter right now. It's only three things that should matter right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's I mean, a fucking name.
Yeah, Cliff. With all the years of losing we've had, like, yes, we don't like the name, but come on, people, let's get back to where we belong, being on top, like being competitive. Like, that's what's important right now. Mm-hmm. Not having a stadium where the pipes bursting sewage on somebody's head while they're eating chicken tenders and fries and shit. You know
almost what I'm fucking, like, almost fucking kill Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, like, come on, man. If they want to change the name down the line, cool, but me personally, I don't want to sit through another rebrand. I don't like the current name, but I have no interest in going through that again. Because like Cliff said, everyone's not going to come to an agreement. We're all not going to like the name as a fan base. So, hey, let's just get back to winning.
Focus on the important things. I just don't fit the name of the team. The name of the team has been changed. It was never going to be changed to something that we all liked. So we just need to move the fuck on.
I almost feel like the correct approach to the team name is spend this year or the next couple of years, whatever, kind of letting Josh Harrit remarket the name, or, you know, just kind of like redo the rollout. Cause we all agree that 2-2-22 and everything that really has happened since has been super duper sloppy. Like, it wasn't really handled well. First off, it took longer than it should have. They didn't really roll it out in a way that was acceptable, considering this is a $6 billion organization, and it kind of just been like a joke since then. Let Josh Harris and his team like remarket the name, like repackage it in a way that's more palatable for fans, and see what happens. Maybe it'll be a more acceptable brand once some smart people actually put their weight behind it and make it into something that's not like just like a joke. Does that make sense?
I completely understand what you're saying, but you need to win some games.
Yeah, right.
That's really all this comes down to, right? If they're winning games, they're not changing the team name. That just wouldn't make sense, right? If they're 3-14 the next two seasons, then I could see them changing the name. But to me, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
Right? So,
yeah.
Look, people got upset. It's like I said in the beginning. The people that talk about the name the most, these are the same people that didn't want the name to change. They have been given the luxury of controlling the narrative when it comes to that conversation. These are people that didn't want the name to be changed in the first fucking place. But now here they are. Name has been changed. Now they're yelling about how it needs to be changed again. But change something what suits them, what they want. So until we find a name that they like, you know? So fuck them.
Some of like people that actually respect. I think it was Rich Eisen was talking, and I love Rich Eisen. Rich Eisen he rarely misses the mark. And I'm not even saying that he was wrong for this, but he was saying how the name should change or could change, just in an effort to sweep the fan base of anything related to Dan Snyder. And I'm like, I mean, I guess, but like, what happens if he picks the fucking Sea Dogs? Are people gonna be like, yeah, Sea Dogs,
or the Washington, or he says Generals or Pres? You know what I mean? Like,
right. He's going to change the name to something else that's equally corny.
Yeah.
And people are just going to slurp it because it's not Dan Snyder. I'm like, but is that really what we're doing here? I totally get that. But to hate the name just because Dan Snyder picked it.
Did he even pick the name?
Probably not picked it. I mean, obviously he's the one that had it all signed off on it.
Is he? We have been given very little information about the process through which they picked that name. Right. As far as I know, we have not been told much about how they came to that team name. Right. I don't think we've really been given like behind the scenes. Here's how we got here. One person doesn't pick names. And that looks like to me, like it looks like a situation where they had so many people involved. And this is what you ended up with. No, say the people don't like the name, but it's like, I can't think of a time where a new team comes out and I'm like, oh, that's a great name. It's like the name started somewhere. They're fucking called the New York Giants. How does that make any fucking sense? You know what I mean?
Cleveland Browns.
So like, what? It's like, whatever. Cleveland Browns, like.
No, Cliff, I don't even know if you heard though. This nigga Sheehan was, I try not to listen to Sheehan, but this nigga Sheehan was like, maybe they'll go back to the old uniforms.
Dude, just give it up, man.
When he said that shit, Cliff, I had to turn that shit off, dog. I had to turn it off. Oh my god, these motherfuckers want the old uniforms back. They want. Sheen was like, just brand it around Washington. They don't need to do like Commanders. Just say Washington Football Club. And he's like home of, what did he say? He said the Hogs or some shit like that. Something like that.
Well, it's just some nut ass shit.
It's him and Paulson, oh, man.
It's insufferable.
And neither of them wanted the name to be changed in the first place. It's like a completely disingenuous. It really reminds me of like Republicans. It's like you're yelling about something that you didn't want to happen. So why do you get to control the conversation around this? The name has been changed. You didn't want the team name to change. It's been changed. Now you're yelling. Now you're out here yelling to change it again.
He had Van Pelt on too. Van Pelt was like, stop it, Kevin. It's not happening. Sheehan was like, what do you mean it's not happening? He's like, well, Sheehan was like, well, 90% of Native Americans approve the name. They don't find it to be, you know, hate for it, all this other shit.
Unbelievable.
And Van Pelt was like, so what about the other 10%? So you're just going to, you just because 90% of people, Native Americans on this poll say it's okay, you're just going to ignore the other 10%? He's like, stop it, Kevin. It's not happening.
Did he say that actually?
Oh, yeah, he did. He did. He had a little segment. Go peep the segment.
Yep. Shout out to Van Pelt. Van Pelt is one of the smartest dudes in the biz.
And he's a fan.
I'm not saying that because he's saying what I want to hear on that, but that is the right take.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's made this his obsession. I don't get it.
Dog, this past Friday, about on the radio, was the name change. Redskins. Does Redskins have life again? He had a podcast about Redskins having life again. Like, nigga, if you don't sit your...
That's all. Oh, my God. It's really all this is about.
It ain't coming back, man.
Come back. It's disgraceful. It really is disgraceful. But that's the only way I can look at that.
Right. No, I was going to say that. It's just like...
Name was racist. You would never acknowledge that it was.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You spent that whole time disregarding everything saying to the contrary, to the point where you're out here citing polls. 90%. Like, what the fuck does that even mean? Some poll you gave out somewhere? Mind you, you're citing Daniel Snyder's polls.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Like,
right.
But it's classic hop on the radio and be like, I want to bring this name back, no matter how offensive it is to some people, just because I'm a white man and I want it.
I want it. Mm-hmm. And I'm willing.
I'm going to get it.
I'm willing to use the evidence provided to me by someone that I shit on every single day in order to defend using this name.
Yep.
Like, that is, like, if that doesn't sum up this country in a way, you're willing to use Dan Snyder's data to support a racist name. That's how important that name is to you.
Oh, then he also said, Cliff, he's like, well, he told Van Pelt, well, what if, like, some of the Native American leaders from different tribes, like, step up and say they want the team to bring the name back? Van Pelt was like, no, Kevin. It's not happening.
Why do you want this so bad?